Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to another edition of What Would Rob Do? I'm David Kestenbaum, and...
And I'm Rob Sachs, and...
This is going to be the most dangerous What Would Rob Do ever.
It's going to be pretty crazy, because, David, today, we're going to talk about hot foods. Sizzling hot foods. You know, they're an increasingly big part of the American diet. I don't know if you know this, but hot sauce recently surpassed ketchup as the number one condiment in America. Did you
Outrageous,
know that?
No.
I know, it's crazy. So, you know, if you're going to learn to love the spices of life, if you're going to get crazy like merengue salsa crazy, you know, you have to learn how to properly eat a hot pepper. Because if you don't know what you're doing, something like this could happen.
We were laughing quite a bit at their reactions. And the funny thing was their friends were laughing at their reactions too. Yeah, it was all in good fun.
Now, that there was Dave Hirschkopf, and he's the owner of Dave's Gourmet, a specialty...
Dave's Insanity Sauce?
Yes, you know Dave's Insanity Sauce.
It's right down the street at the burrito place.
Yes, exactly. He started Dave's Insanity Sauce, and he did it because he had this burrito shop, and all these annoying drunk college kids would come in, and he is like, I have to figure out a way to get them out of here. So this Insanity Sauce is like the hottest of the hottest. He took like extracts of habanero peppers, and so it's really freaking hot.
Do you have it here?
No, I don't have it here. I'm not going to do that. I mean, why would I want to eat that? But I do have some hot peppers, which we're going to get to later. But first, peppers come in all different varieties, and they're rated on this thing called the Scoville rating system.
Is that a log scale?
I don't think it's a log scale. No, it just tells you like how hot something is. So, for instance, you know that green Tabasco sauce?
Yeah.
That's between 600 and 800 on the Scoville chart. And then you move to something like a habanero pepper. That there is 100,000 to 350,000. So you can see...
How high does the scale go?
I think that's like almost... I think habanero is the highest. And then something like, you know, a jalapeno pepper is between 2,500 and 8,000. So, you know, peppers go all different ranges and degrees of hotness. And you can really feel the heat when you get to those really hot peppers.
Can we get hurt doing this? Is this safe?
Actually, it isn't. You know, it is. It is safe.
Safe,
you know,
for me.
It's safe. You know, I was talking to Dave of Dave Gourmet, and he said you can't actually get burned. This isn't like hot, like you're putting your hands over a flame hot, but the same receptors that you use for hotness and heat are being stimulated. So he says some cases, if you have really sensitive skin, you might get a blister or two or something like that. But for most people, eating hot pepper is not a problem.
Really, the only way that hot food is actually dangerous is if you had a respiratory condition and you, let's say, were cooking with something and there were a lot of fumes and you started breathing it. That's the only time where it could potentially, or if you got it in your eyes and you were driving or something like that.
So, David, when you're driving your car, just don't stick a hot pepper in your eye.
Is there some chemical assay for hotness?
Chemical what?
Assay? Sorry. Is there some...
I'm sorry, you're a scientist, and I don't know your scientist speak here.
Let me put this in a shorter sentence. How do they know what hotness of pepper is?
Well, that's the whole thing, is that you kind of know the varieties you're working with. For instance, I went to the supermarket, and I have a bunch of peppers here. I'll take them out. And, you know, I got some green ones, some red ones, some yellow ones. And they just kind of tell you, okay, here's an orange one.
Can I pick the one you have to eat?
Well, we're going to, I think, try to sample a lot of them. Uh-oh. I'm already starting to get some on my hand here because the orange one, which is actually the habanero, the hottest one, it's starting to... All right, I'm not even freaking out a little bit. Okay, so moving on, but... They don't really tell you in the supermarket which is the hottest. So you kind of have to try it out. And you have to eat it a little bit at a time because, you know, the hotness can really vary, not just with the variety, but even within the same variety.
There are jalapenos that are not very hot, and there are habaneros that aren't very hot. You can find a plant, a chili plant, and different peppers on the same plant have different heat levels within a range.
I can't wait till you eat the orange one.
Yeah, so that one's, I'm a little freaked out about that.
Is there anything you can do to protect yourself before you eat the pepper?
Well, Dave says, you know, you can nibble a little bit, try it out before you just swallow something whole or really go swizzling it around your mouth. He said there's another thing that some people do to prepare.
Competitive eaters, you know, they'll coat their mouth and throat with oil or something like that.
Ah, do you have any oil?
As a matter of fact, I do have some oil.
You can do that? That seems almost grosser than just eating this.
This is some Crisco vegetable oil, you know? So
do you have to drink the whole thing?
I don't think we're going to drink the whole thing, but, you know, I was thinking,
yum.
You know, if we coat our mouths in oil here, it might take away some of the sting, you know?
We, what do you mean we?
We or me, you know? But the other thing I think is you have to remember, you're not actually being burned here, David. So what I say is take the Zen approach, you know? Mind over matter. Put yourself in a cold place. Be like, I am in the Arctic tundra. Nothing can hurt me. And if you keep repeating that over and over in your mind, that's going to cool you down mentally. And then maybe the oil will help out physically too.
All right, but what if things really get tough?
Well, you know, there are all these old wives' tales, which Dave says, you know, they don't really work out. Milk, sugar, water, and I actually have...
Yeah, is there any antidote?
I have milk, and I have water, and I also have... some bread, which I've been told will help things out. I bought some hot dog buns. So, we're going to try out all these things. But really, Dave of Dave's Gourmet says really only one thing works.
You want to freeze your mouth is what I find to be by far the most effective. So keep ice or ice cream or anything really cold in your mouth for, 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Slushy?
Slushy's good, too. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I don't have a slushy with me, but I do have a cup of ice.
Have you ever done this before? Did you try this at home?
You know what? I have not done this since the 8th grade when we had some exchange students come in from Mexico.
Yeah.
And my friends were like, hey, Rob, try out the pepper. Yeah. And I tried out the pepper, and I was on the floor crying because I have no tolerance for this. But I think now with all this guidance, maybe...
Yeah, let's go.
Maybe we can do it. So...
Are we going to start easy?
Yeah, let's start easy. This is called the banana pepper.
That looks totally lame. I'll eat that one.
I think this one is probably the lamest one. So I think we could start this one. Oh, Dave said that you don't want to get the things, the juices in your eyes. So I brought some wet naps. Some these are actually for, wiping tissues or something. But anyway, if something starts to get crazy, and your hands start burning, use this like wet nap.
Okay.
All right, so let's try this banana one, the yellow one that looks kind of wimpy. How is that? Is that really hot? Oh, let's try it.
You always have to wait a second.
Yeah, this one, really no burn at all. But, the other thing Dave was saying is that a lot of times it kind of gradually builds on you.
Yeah, why is that?
Because, I guess it's just your receptors in your mouth take a little while to build up. Now, I know this is a jalapeno pepper, and I think I've had that one before. So this is like a regular one. I'm going to try this one next.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I'll pass it. Now, after this, I think I'm going to have to coat because I'm a little nervous. Again, no biggie here. Now we're kind of in uncharted territories. I got this really big yellow one, which I guess, could be wimpy. But as a precaution, I'm going to take a swig of the Crisco Pure Vegetable Oil because I'm a little bit freaked out because it could get really ugly here. Oh, God, that's gross. Okay. I have now coated my mouth in Crisco oil, and that was really gross. But I'm ready to try this yellow one, which I have no clue what it'd be.
I think what you're holding is a banana pepper, and it's not very spicy.
That one's fine.
Yeah.
No problems. My heart's starting to race a little bit because we're getting to the other ones, which I know could cause a problem. I'm a little scared. I have the milk open. I'm going to also open up the hot dog buns because we're going to go to the red jalapeno. I have buns on standby. Buns are on standby.
Oh, actually, that yellow one has a bit of a kick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, you keep eating. Maybe you should eat first because I'm getting the tip, which doesn't seem that bad.
You have the oil, the protective coating.
Oh, what? Yeah, that yellow one's got something going on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about 30,000, I think, yeah.
Ooh. Okay. On to the next
one.
Yeah, I got on the seeds on that one. That's where it starts to burn. Okay. I'm starting to feel a little nauseous, too. Okay, here we go. I'm going to pop the red one, which looks menacing.
My nose is running.
Ooh. I'm getting a little bit more flavor here. All right, I'm going to hit some milk. I'm definitely feeling a burning sensation in my mouth right now, but it's not five alarm fire, but it's pretty bad. All right, I got two left. This green one, which I have no clue what it is, and the orange pepper of fire of death. All right, do you want first bite or you want me first bite?
I'll try it.
Okay, here we go. Do you want a Crisco shot?
First person to cry? What's the penalty?
Yeah, first person to cry goes down.
Okay.
How's that? Is that bad?
That's like a cucumber, man. There's nothing in there.
Oh, really?
I'm going to take another bite.
Now you're getting all bold. Here we go.
Oh, no, oh, wait, wait, wait.
What?
Enjoy spicy mac and eggs. I took
up the mic. All right, I gotta go. I gotta go.
Give me the milk. Give me the milk.
I gotta go. Hot dog bun. I'm gonna go hot dog bun. I'm in cold red here. Water. Milk.
Have a bun.
Take the bun. Take the bun. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Okay.
My nose is running.
Now, the last pepper. Oh, I'm definitely feeling the heat. It's the orange pepper.
Oh, that
death.
Was a sleeper.
The habanero, which is rated 100,000. Yeah, you tricked me because I took a really big bite of that one. 100,000 to 350,000 on the Scoville chart. And we are going to take a little bite of this. Are you with
you
me?
Want oil?
I need a shot of oil. I need something. I also have the ice on standby. I'm gonna go straight to the ice after this. Okay. Here we go. Wait, I gotta do a Crisco coat. Okay. Oh, that's so gross.
Oh, look at the size of that bite.
Nothing yet. Nothing yet. I think I need a seed. This is just asking for it. Oh, wait, it's coming. It's a slow burn. Oh, I'm going for the ice. All right, I've got a little one out. Okay. It came on, and now it's really hurting. It kind of got me. It crept up on me, and now I'm in pain. So basically, if you have these precautions, Dave, where you can have these things available to you, the water, the milk, the Crisco, the ice, you're going to be good to go. That's how you eat them.
Is there anything you want to say to me, Rob?
No, I think I just want to hit the Crisco or the milk a little bit more.
All right. That'll do it. Thanks for listening to another episode of What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And for those of you podcasters out there who actually want to see what this all looked like, check out youtube.com and look for this on the web as well.